If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Devin Neal. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap here with the Trash Man for the Week 8 Waiver Wire edition of the Roster Watch show. So pumped to be here with you. And Trash Man, I'm not sure it's too big a week on waivers, but certainly a big week. Congratulations to us in the player prop streets after just having a monster weekend, hitting on over 70% of those things. Hopefully, if you're a pro or a premium member at Roster Watch and you're able to use the new HyperPicks tool, you had a good weekend on Prize Picks, Underdog, or wherever it is that you do get your player prop action. But hopefully, Trash Man, let's run it back again this week. But before we do, we have to talk about these waivers. You and I have a little bit of a disagreement about, you know, you put together the sheet, then I look at it and give my suggestions. I think that the top running back waiver wire pickup this week should be Kyle Manungai.
I mean, I see an argument for it. It seems a little bit kind of knee-jerk the game flow. I mean, it was a double-digit lead by the Bears. I think a lot of that usage was because of that. I think Swift is still firmly entrenched as the bell cow there. But, I mean, like, there aren't a lot of great options on the waiver wire. So, I mean, I mean, Tyler Algier still gets double-digit carries every week.
But he doesn't get double-digit. He got four touches this last week.
That's the first week, maybe the first week in 4 or 5 weeks.
And I understand that Tyler Algier can go nuclear if there was something that happened to Bijan Robinson, but it feels like to me there is something. Here's the thing:
you think Manungai is going to overtake Swift?
No. But I think it's a Ben Johnson offense. It's coming into 2 weeks where they're going to have basically the number one and the number two rushing matchups of the week, because they'll have who do they have? They have Baltimore and then Cincy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they're good matchups.
You can't dial it up better than that. And if this, it's a very, very, very poor man. I mean, it's a homeless man's Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. But if it could be something like that, and we're coming into a couple weeks where, I mean, God, dude, there's six teams on bye this week.
I mean, I think Manungai is a good pickup. I don't know that he's the top pickup.
I was just looking back at some of the stuff that I had written up about him coming into this year, and I forgot, dude. He had Manungai had elite college stats. He never fumbled. He led the Big Ten in rushing in 2023 over Blake Corum, over Travion, over Braylon Allen. He was second only behind Caleb Johnson in 2024, and he missed like 3 to 4 games. He was banged up all through October of the 2024 season. He was tied for 13th in forced missed tackles. He had basically over his last two seasons at Rutgers, he averaged 105.9 rushing yards per game over his last two seasons. He only fell in the draft because of his terrible combine. But even if you look at this terrible combine, if you look at his 10 yard split in the 40, what was it? It was 1.54. So that's what, a 68th percentile 10 yard split. Top 20 in designed rush attempts, 15 yards or more in 2024.
I think he's a good back. I think there's, you know, I think there's a path there. I'm just saying, I just think that there are at least a couple other backs who at least at this moment, there's a clearer path if there isn't already more opportunity for them.
You can't pick up Bam Knight, who's on bye, over Manungai.
I mean, it depends. It depends on your situation. I mean, are you going to, if you're going to play Manungai this week, then no.
I just think, I know that you're worried about a bunch of it coming in garbage time. I get it. But Cody, when we were texting about this earlier, he says that outside of the final drive, he was nine for 50 and one, and he had three targets. So he had, and he had seven opportunities in the first half. One of them was a touchdown in the second quarter. So it's like, even without the garbage time, if he would have had nine touches for 50 yards and a touchdown with three targets, that's almost good enough on its own for your flex two. I think that we're kind of seeing enough right now, and the upcoming schedule is good. I think we should list him first on the sheet at running back this week.
I mean, it's fine. I think it just gives off the indication that people should use him this week
if they need him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
You got a bunch of teams on bye. It's like, I was just looking at some of my teams, and I feel like on some of the teams that my home leagues and stuff that I play in with you guys, I feel like I'm getting away a little bit easy. But it's like, if you have ETN, if you have Gibbs, if you have Montgomery, if you have Ashton Jeanty, if you have Kyren Williams, if God forbid.
So let me ask you this. So if you have, so you would rather play Manungai this week over Tyjae Spears this week? I mean, if you feel that strongly about it, it's fine.
I haven't done the matchup tool yet. Like, I'm not even sure who the Titans play.
The Titans play.
They play the Colts. And they're 14.5-point underdogs. So I don't know. Maybe that helps. But maybe that kind of game script actually helps Spears. I don't know. I'll have to run the model. I think I would play Manungai over him. He's getting used in the receiving game now. I think it's probably the right pickup.
I mean, it might be. I mean, I'd like to see another game where it happens.
The other guys you have listed up here at the top, you have Bam Knight, you have Algier, of course, Breshard Smith, another guy that we probably need to take some of the garbage time into consideration. But with the Chiefs, we did see Kareem Hunt. That guy was dragged off the field by Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right. And he did come back in the football game, but didn't look good. And I don't think he came back in after that. So it opened things up for Breshard Smith. I think if we do have something that happens here with Kareem Hunt, it could open the door for a really explosive Breshard Smith. And Lord knows that offense, that offense trash, man, looks that KC offense looks like it's rolling. I think
Rashi Rice there. Yeah.
That thing is firmly on the tracks and ready to make a run. So I like that a lot. One guy who I think is, I think Kareem Hunt needs to be moved down on this sheet, because I want to be taking some of the guy that I'm worried we might be too low on and be missing the train on is Devin Neal for the Saints, with Kendre Miller now out for the season. If you look at their depth chart, man, the only other player that they – it's Alvin Kamara, it's Devin Neal, and they have your boy Velus Jones, who they have listed as a running back on the practice squad. So they'll probably end up elevating Velus, but we know who he is. They're probably going to go out. They're probably going to get somebody off the street, or maybe they could end up making a trade. I just don't know they're not going to trade away any future assets or anything worth anything to salvage this season and give them some running back help. With that being said, down the stretch, it feels like they're probably going to want to limit Alvin Kamara's workload. So I think Devin Neal was a good player, man. I couldn't believe he fell to the sixth round.
I like Neal. He's listed where he is just because we haven't really seen much from him yet. But I mean, I think there's definitely room for him to grow on the waiver wire sheet and otherwise.
All right. So those are some of the running backs. Other guys you can consider: Isaiah Davis for the Jets, Jaden Blue for the Cowboys at this point should be owned with Miles Sanders out for the season. I mean, Javonte is obviously crushing, but they would need to lean heavily on Jaden Blue. And it's another thing, kind of like we're talking about with Rashard Smith. That's an offense that is certainly not, the Dallas offense isn't heading for the Super Bowl. I don't think in the same way that the KC offense is, but they're certainly rolling offensively, and you like to have pieces within that. Jaden Blue is a very, very, very dynamic player whenever his head's on straight. At wide receiver, I don't really care how you have these guys listed. None of them. And look, you guys can see our – go download the waiver wire cheat sheet at Roster Watch, and you can see the exact amounts that we'd be bidding on these guys or the kind of limits of the upper thresholds. I don't think this is a 20% week really on anybody.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I think, well, I mean, I think, I mean, I guess there's an argument a little bit for Jackson Dart at quarterback.
Yeah, if you need quarterback, for sure. And the thing is, Jackson Dart's available in a lot of leagues because so many people dumped him before the Denver matchup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, if you're one of these teams that's sitting around with, you know, I don't know, if you have your quarterback, if you had Kyler or if you've had Lamar out or whatever else, that could be, you know, sir, or if you just have one of these quarterbacks on bye. Dart, really, really good, really good pickup here. But let's talk about Flacco's a good pickup.
Yeah, he is. I mean, the only reason I don't have him above Dart is that you can really only use him until December, probably.
Well, because he's going to turn into a pumpkin, and like they could end up benching him even before Burrow comes back.
That's true.
We've seen this from Flacco. All right, I don't care about these wide receivers this week. I don't really see one that I'm running out to go get. You have Tez Johnson listed as your top option here.
I guess in that offense, I think there's going to be a place for him moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. He played almost 70% of the snaps. You know, Mike Evans is now lost for the season. Who knows what's going to happen with Chris Godwin? Tez fell in the draft. He's another one of these guys. Just he tested horribly for a guy that weighs what 155 pounds.
Is it that little? Wow.
Oh, dude, Tez is he's tiny, but he's one of these guys at the Senior Bowl. It's like he, you know, if you were to base everything just based on the Senior Bowl, you'd have been like, oh my gosh, he's going to be a first round. He's going to be like a John Ross first round pick. But then he goes and runs a 4.5. And he weighs like 155.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's like a tank.
Yeah. Well, a tank, dude, even Tank's bigger than him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But he looks good out there. And dude, here's the thing. Nine targets from Baker Mayfield is nine targets from Baker Mayfield. It's like, I mean, yeah. If you get that, I don't care who you are. Like I'm going to have some kind of interest.
I mean, Josh Downs is interesting. The only reason I didn't have him higher is because of the injury. But I think Josh Downs he's on his way to becoming the number one in Indianapolis, it seems.
And that's why I don't mind you having him sort of a little bit elevated, despite the fact he's banged up. I think that we're to the point now where, you know, buying pieces in that offense, it's actually a good offense. It's like, you know, Daniel Jones in fantasy is helping you win weeks. And the only thing disappointing about Daniel Jones, trash man, and like it tilts me endlessly when betting the overs on his passing yards props, is that the rest of that offense sometimes goes to dust in the second half whenever Jonathan Taylor takes over. it is what it is, man. It's the way that offense is built. Cody wanted to mention, he wanted to make sure that we got Jalen Noel on here with Nico Collins going out with a concussion, Christian Kirk a little bit banged up. I think it's fine. He's another guy who, you know, as a prospect, we certainly loved. And
I mean, it's just that right now that Texans offense is just,
yeah, but I mean, seven targets last night.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were sleeping. JSN wasn't sleeping.
No.
His agent wasn't sleeping. I tweeted out his agents must have been calling each other and say, can you believe the absolute glazing that these analysts are giving our guy right now? We're about to get the biggest wide receiver contract in all of football. It's just crazy. All right. So Noel, Trey Tucker, he's on bye, but you can pick him up. Kayshon Booty, Leggett, some of these dudes, right?
Oh, and then there's Christian Watson, who's probably going to return soon. If you have the bench space, he's somebody I'd want to add.
All right. Quickly, we'll talk about – so you still have Mason Taylor as a pickup here at the top with tight ends. I think it's fine. Kate Otten up here too now with the depletion of the Tampa Bay receivers to some degree now becoming at least a little bit permanent with Mike Evans not being able to return with a broken collarbone for the season. But I think the most interesting here is Aronde Gadsden. He's been on the sheet week after week after week. Now he's finally at the top of it. And by this time next week, he's probably not going to be available anymore because he goes off for 9 targets, 164 yards and a touchdown on 79% of snaps in this football game. What was most impressive about that to me was it wasn't like this was a game where they were missing QJ or they were missing Ladd or they're, you know, missing Keenan Allen. This was a game where they're fully intact as far as their receiver core, and Aronde Gadsden from Syracuse goes on and gets this done.
Yeah, I think he's going to be I think Herbert finds him one of his favorite targets. I think he has found maybe his favorite target this season. I mean, he's got the hand. Well, he's got the athleticism of a QJ, but he's got better hands. It seems like.
Man, QJ's hands sure look bad. They like in this last game. I know he caught the touchdown, but like there were some of those passes where I'm like, that's the Quentin Johnston that I remember, not this wide receiver one he's been all season.
Yeah, I mean.
And all right, so we got to get to we got to get to these so let's talk about if you're buying these guys low, if you're selling these guys high, and then whether or not you're safe to drop these players. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you buying Brian Thomas Jr. low?
Yeah.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Are you buying him low, or can you buy him low?
Think so.
Yeah. Then.
Matthew Golden.
I'm more ambivalent about that.
So no.
Back, no.
Garrett Wilson, kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Bad quarterback. Okay. Travis Etienne on bye.
No.
Ken Walker, the third, on bye.
He's still getting the touches, so sure.
You got to buy pretty low.
Yeah.
Pretty low. I almost don't want to take on the headache. I might not buy low. It would have to be a bargain bin kind of ship off, like maybe, you know, Keenan Allen or I don't know, something like that. Somebody's like a wide receiver four, maybe, if you're desperate in need of a RB3. Brock Bowers, who's been hurt and who is on bye, but probably going to come back after this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you selling high on Chris Olave?
Yeah.
Are you selling high on Jordan Addison?
No.
Even though we don't know if JJ McCarthy's going to neuter this thing?
I mean, I think regardless of who's under center, I think he's going to be good.
All right. T. Higgins.
Selling high?
No. Yeah. Jaylen Warren?
No. Who's going to take up? I mean, like, yeah, no.
DeAndre Swift?
No.
Quinshon Judkins?
No.
Oh, okay.
What?
All right. And can you drop them? Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah.
These are people have asked about. Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Michael Carter, who's going into a bye week.
Yeah.
Trey Tucker, who's going into a bye week.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
They hate him. They won't even give him – they who are they giving the ball to, like, at the end? Like, Terrell Jennings or something?
Terrell Jennings, yeah.
They're trying to make a statement on Travion.
Yeah.
I'm still not dropping him.
Really? No, I mean, he's just not a priority in that offense.
I'm just going to hold on. Jameson Williams?
No.
Nick Chubb?
Sure.
Calvin Ridley?
No.
Kyler, who's hurt and on bye.
Would
you drop him for Dart?
Yeah.
Trash man, can you drop Kamani Vidal?
No.